یا علی مدد. الوائز رائے ابو علی مشنری، وائز نمبر 611.
25th of April, year 2002, my wife in Albuquerque, in New Mexico. Madad? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن مكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه اجرا عظيما. مولانا حضرت امام پہ صلوات پر مومن علی رسول اللہ محمد و علی. Tonight I'm speaking particularly to the youngsters. This ayah of Quran Sharif we recite 3 times every day in our prayer. It has a great significance. It is about the allegiance, the bayah that we give to Mawlana Hazrat Imam as we are his murid, we are his spiritual children, and he is our master, our imam, our guide, our Holy Father, he is our Holy Mother, and everything that we can judge about it. He loves us. He loves us more than we love him. But you know, we must understand our religion and its principles. When a child is born, after some days, which is less than 30 days, we take that child to Mukhi Sahib, who is representing Hazrat Imam. He is the chief officer in the Jamaat Khana. Mukhi Kamariya, Mukhiyani Kamariyani, they are representative of Maulana Hazrat Imam on his order, on his appointment. And Hazrat Imam and all our Imams in the past have declared this, that Mukhi Kamariya are my wakils. Now wakil means advocate, leader, representative. And wakil also means a lawyer. It's a name of Allah. Al-Wakil is an attribute to God. So that child is brought to Jamaat Khana to make him an Ismaili. This is known as Bayat. This is known as allegiance to the Imam. That young child doesn't know anything, but his or her parents, they bring him to the Jamaat Khana, the house of Maulana Hazrat Imam, and offer him as the murid, so that he or she, the child, becomes an Ismaili. Whenever a non-Ismaili wants to become an Ismaili, he or she also should come to Jamaat Khana, and Maulana Hazrat Imam's farman that Mukhi should accept his bayat, so that he may enter into the spiritual family of Maulana Hazrat Imam. We are his spiritual children. He is our spiritual mother and father. So this is Jamaat Khana, is actually the spiritual family. So this is the first thing and most important thing. Whenever that child becomes of age, say about 16 or 17 or over. And Maulana Hazrat Imam graciously pays a visit to that place or any adjacent or near or neighborhood. Then we go there and again we revive our bayat by being presented to Maulana Hazrat Imam. In olden days, Maulana Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah Dattar or Imam Ali Shah, Imam Hasan Ali Shah or our other Imams, in those days used to receive the spiritual child singularly, individually. But now Hazrat Imam is too busy. Jamaat has increased very much. So it is not a possible, virtually not possible, that Maulana Hazrat Imam may receive each and every person individually for accepting his bayat or allegiance. So he accepts. Suppose there are about 4,000 or 5,000 youngsters sitting and they want to revive their allegiance, so Hazrat Imam accepts. This is known as bayat. But in our Gnanic language, it is known as Maulana Hazrat Imam's Kanguo Bharun. Kanguo. It's a Prakrit word in olden days when our Jamaats were hidden Jamaats. Outwardly, our forefathers, they were Ismailis inwardly, but outwardly they were Hindus. This is known as, in Islam it is allowed to conceal your Imam. And this is known as, in Islam, that he is concealing his iman because of any difficulty socially or otherwise in society. And you should read the history of our past lives, history of our forefathers, history of our Ismaili Jamaat, how it evolved and how it started in India. 1,000 years ago, Pir Sadgur Noor Mabab, he went to India on command of Maulana Imam Ustad Sirbila. And when he went there, the situation and the circumstances did not allow Pir Mabab to tell them that you come to Islam. It would have been very much difficulty, rather they might have killed the Pir. But Pir Mabab changed his name from Nuruddin to Sadgur Noor. He changed his attire and his dress. He changed his method. He learned the languages of that country, particularly Gujarati and Hindi. And then he introduced that you people, I mean in the Hindus, you people believe in Vishnu, so Ali is Vishnu. You believe in Brahma, Muhammad is Brahma. You believe in Maheshwara, Adam, Safiullah is Maheshwara. So when they learned that, because Hindus in those days also and now, they are waiting for the Dasmo Naklanki avatar, the 10th avatar of Ishwar, God. They were waiting. They knew that some 10th one will come. So they accepted it. And then they turned to Ismailism privately. So that was how Pir Sadgur Noor introduced Ismailism in India about 1,000 years ago. And then he also showed them miracles so that their iman become strong. He said that I'm from direct descendants of Prophet Muhammad and I hold the Noor of Muhammad. Such were the things. And he took their bayat, Kangwo, Kangwo Bharna. And then the acceptance of our Kangwo, our bayat, is known as Kankan Bandhu. Kankan Bandhu means literally a thread, silk thread, spear would tie on the right hand at the wrist of the person who has come to accept the religion that he is offering. He says, I, as your murid, I give my tan, man, dhan. Tan means physical body. Man means mind. Dhan means my wealth. All these three things that a person has in this world, physical body, mental existence, and the wealth. All these three are offered to Mullah, that, Ya Mullah, I accept this religion, I accept this faith, I accept this tariqah, and I offer my physical body, my mental existence, and my wealth to you. You are my master. Tan man dhan gur ne arpan ki je. Tan man dhan gur ne arpan ki je. To imane imane iman ab to rahman karenge. Tan man dhan, this is the thing that in this ayah Allah has mentioned in Quran. O Prophet, those people who have given their allegiance to you and promised on your hand that they would accept your orders, they will be obedient and surrender their will, tell them that they have given this allegiance to God's hand. The hand of Rasulullah, here Allah says it is the hand of God. And those people, Allah says, who fulfill their promise, they will get the reward from Allah. And those who do not, well, they will suffer themselves. So this is our first lesson in the Jamaat, to accept religion, to accept faith, and we give our allegiance to Mullah Baba. Every Ismaili must follow this principle. It is the first thing. Unless a child has been given to Mawlana Hazar Imam in this way for bayat, he or that she child is not an Ismaili. Second thing, we come to Jamaat Khana. Attendance of Jamaat Khana is a must for every Ismaili. And there are numerous farbans of Mawlana Hazar Imam. In many occasions, Hazar Imam says, come to Jamaat Khana every day. It is an enjoined upon us to attend Jamaat Khana regularly, every day, without fail. Unless there is unavoidable circumstance that we cannot attend Jamaat Khana. For instance, a university child, a university boy or girl cannot attend to Jamaat Khana because of his or her attending of the classes at evening time. They are allowed. Okay. You go to your classes and get education. But when there is Jamaat sitting here at 7:30 or 8 o'clock for dua, at that time there, that person must remember dua. And if he has got some time, he must perform the dua, even by walking, sitting, anyway. So by that 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whatever the dua time in the Jamaat Khana, we must say our prayer wherever we are. It's very necessary. In Jamaat Khana, there are so many things that we do, and we must understand that. Let me take our dua first. Prayer has been enjoined upon Muslims. Muslims, they perform 5-time prayers. Although in the Holy Quran, there is no mention of 5 times. In Holy Quran, there is only mention of 3 times. And that we do. Allah says, before sun rises, you say your salah, dua. And just at the time of sunset, you say your dua. And after sunset until midnight, the third prayer is enjoined. So we say our three prayers. You know, we Ismailis, because of Maulana Hazar Imam, because of our continuous guidance from him, all from the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we have been following the real Islam, the real Islam that Prophet Muhammad was following himself, and he guided to the people of that time. You must have heard me speaking yesterday that how Shia and Sunni divided, even during the time of Prophet Muhammad. There were few people means hardly about 1,000 people. At the time that Prophet Muhammad died, there were hardly 1,000 people who followed the instructions of the Holy Prophet, and they were the spiritual children and followers of Maulana Murtaza Ali. And all majority, almost 100%, they followed Hazrat Abu Bakr. Our tariqa is a hidden tariqa, Batuni tariqa. Batuni tariqa means we care more for our soul rather than our bodies. We care more for our akhirah. Akhirah means hereafter, after death, rather than our this worldly life. So therefore, we are known as Batuniya, those people who follow the esoteric way of Islam. We are following that. So our dua starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the first ayah of Surah Al-Hamd, first chapter of Holy Quran. And in the last part, we say Surah Al-Ikhlas. That is the Surah of Unity. Say, Allah is one. Kul huwa Allahu ahad. He is a samad. He doesn't need anything. He does not depend on anything. He is independent. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. No one has given him birth. And he does not give birth to anyone because he has no body. He has no physical form. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدًا. And anything in the past, present and future, nothing is like him. He is unique. This is the last chapter of our dua. But the ayah that I have recited, ayah known as ayah Baya, you have heard the explanation. So now we must perform our dua regularly without fail. Suppose you are in a job and your boss tells you that, okay, you come at 6 o'clock until midnight. So at their dua's time, you are in his service. You are working for him. And dua time is 7:30. You know that. You cannot leave his service. You cannot leave the work and sit at a secluded place to say your dua. Well, while working, while walking, inside you, remember dua. Ya Mola, dua jo time hai. I say my dua. I give my attention. And whenever I find time, I will say it. Remember the dua. Make it click. And whenever after that you find time, say your dua. Your dua is accepted. But at 7:30, you remember dua. If you can say, say it. Suppose you left your house around about 7:15 and you could not reach Jamaat Khana before dua. So say your dua while you are walking in the way, or driving, or cycling. But dua's time must be kept. 7:30 means 7:30. If on particular day it is 8 o'clock, it is 8 o'clock. If you go somewhere, anywhere, and ask the dua, time of dua, so remember the time of dua. Say your dua. We make prostration after each chapter. We have 6 chapters in our dua, which is known as a rak'ah. Muslims, they are performing 17 rak'ahs in 5 prayers. And we Ismailis, we say our 18 rak'ah in 3 prayers. So we say 1 rak'ah more than any Muslim in the world say the namaz of 5 times. In 5 prayers, they say 17 rak'ah. Rak'ah means a chapter or a portion. We say 18 rak'ah. And we prostrate in the name of God and the Imam of the time, because it is our belief that Imam of the time is the holder of the Noor of Allah. We do not prostrate to Maulana Hazar Imam's body. We prostrate to his Noor, and God is Noor. In our 5th part, we give our hand, right and left. It's a kind of witness, and we wish our right hand person and the left hand person Didar, Nuri Didar, Shajo Didar, Shajo Didar. I wish you get Didar of Maulana Hazar Imam. And he or she also in turn says the same wish to us. So it is very important that we give hand. Sometime I have seen in various Jamaat Khanas, few people are sitting here, only one person is sitting in the middle. Now he has no one on right and left side to say, yeah, Shajo Didar, Shajo Didar. It's a bad habit. At the time of dua, he must stand, come here near when there is another Ismaili bhai or bhen is sitting, so that he can reach for Shajo Didar. Every Ismaili must wish to other Shajo Didar and get that prayer for himself, Shajo Didar. It's very important. We ask for his Didar. There is another thing. Whenever there is the name of Prophet Muhammad or our Imam, we say Salat. Whenever, it is not necessary that we tell you to say Salat. You should, your own self, whenever in wise or in Hazrat Imam's Farman or Talika, anything comes at that time when Prophet Muhammad's name or our Imam's name, we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Now in our last part, there are names, 5 names of Panchatan Pak. Muhammad Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein. This Panchatan Pak, you know, a star has 5 major rays and minor rays are numerous. So that star known as Kutub Taro, Kutub means the North Pole. And Kutub also means the center. Kutub also means the higher star. So Kutub Taro, Panchatan's 5-sided star is Kutub Taro. And this is Panchatan Pak, Muhammad Ali, Fatima, Hassan, Hussein. We recited these 5 names in our last part. Then we start the names of our Imams. Now whenever in Jamaat Khana the reciter or leader of our dua, he or she says, Allahumma bihaqqi Muhammad al-Mustafa, so we should say, Allahumma sallallahu Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. It's a long say. By that time all these 5 names are finished. So there is one very brief and short form, alayhi salam. When you hear the name of Muhammad, say alayhi salam. But in wise or otherwise, say full salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. But in dua, When you hear the name of Muhammad in yourself, say alayhi salam. Allahumma bihaqqi Mawlana Ali alayhi salam. If you hear the name of Hazrat Bibi Fatima alayhi salam, if you hear the name of Hassan alayhi salam, Hussein alayhi salam, Allahumma bihaqqi Mawlana Ali alayhi salam, Mawlana Hussein alayhi salam, Mawlana Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, Mawlana Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. And when you hear all the 49 names of Imams, say alayhi salam, alayhi salam, alayhi salam. So you get the sawab of full salawat, Allahumma sallallahu Muhammadan wa ali Muhammad, all the time. It's a secret which I'm disclosing to you tonight. And it is very important and necessary. It also keeps you concentrated in dua when each name of holy name of our holy Imams come and we say alayhi salam, alayhi salam. Don't speak. Say in your inside. And at the end, we keep our hand on the floor. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallim, whenever the namaz is finished, so he used to keep on his palm on the place where he has prostrated, where he has touched his forehead on the ground. So he took the dust of that place and rub on his face in humility and in barakah. Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa ashhadu anna Amirul Mu'minin Nabiyullah. We rub our face three times in humiliation, in submission, and for the sake of dua and barakah. What a beautiful significance. Rasulullah used to rub the dust of the place of his prostration where he made his sajda, and he rubbed that dust on his face. Muslims don't know, but it is in the Siratul Nabi, the life of Prophet Muhammad, in the Ahadith, all these things are there. We do it. Then we turn on the right side. Hazanda. And we are Karimpaya. What a beautiful thing. We wish each other Shajodidar. We rub the dust of Hazar Imam's feet, Nur of Allah, in humiliation and barakah. This is dua is finished. And then we pray and we ask anything we have any difficulty or anything. If we do it consciously, attentively, and with our love and affection, our spiritual side is enhanced, increased, and we get a kind of inner feeling of happiness, a satisfaction, peace of mind, because we have met Mawla Bapa. This is our prayer. You know, I just told you about Bayah, the allegiance and promise to Mawla Bapa that we submit to you and whatever you say, we will follow it. This Bayah is the promise, unbroken promise of his obedience. We obey him. Unfortunately, we do not know the significance of our rites and rituals in Jamaat Khana. And we have never bothered for that we want to hear and we want to learn about it. If we do it, then we get the real taste of our Ismaili faith. I just told you, many times in Jamaat Khanas when the Hazri attendance is poor, many people are just either there on the four walls or one or two persons in the middle. It's not correct. Everyone must come in Jamaat Khana and start sitting here near the takat of Mawla Bapa. Takat means throne, where Mukhi Kamariya, actually Sultan Muhammad Shah said, Mukhi Kamariya, mara takat upar betha chhe. This is the throne of Hazar Imam. In that side, this is the throne of Hazar Imam. So we should come nearest that we can sit. And all what anyone should come, they come and sit here. In that way, the Jamaat Khana may be empty behind, doesn't matter. But we must not spread ourselves, one here, two there, one here, one two there. That's not the correct form of attending Jamaat Khana, particularly in dua. So in dua, we must come together for panjor and for wishing each other shajo didar, haizunda kaimpaya. We have given the promise to Mala Bapa for his service. And mind you, Mukhika Maria, or anyone, the officer who is eligible to just give any orders on behalf, of Shapir, we must follow them, never refuse. Never refuse. If Mukhi tells someone, you do Nandi, Amin. If Mukhi sir tells someone, you start praying, Amin. Similarly, whenever the appointments come, after 3 months, new appointments will be made in July on 11th. Mukhi Kamariya will be changed, some other officers will be changed, Hazrat Imam will appoint new officers. I have heard all over, Canada and America, many people, they refuse to accept any appointment. I ask them, have you given bayat to Maulana Hazrat Imam? If you have not given, you shouldn't come to Jamaat Khana. Stay at home, because you are not an Ismaili. But if you are Ismaili, you must have given your allegiance, bayat to Mala Bapa. And if you have given bayat to Mala Bapa, you cannot refuse any service, whatever it is. How may difficult it, but you cannot refuse. Because obedience is the essence of our tariqah. Obedience to Maulana Hazrat Imam. Submission to Maulana Hazrat Imam. We have already done it. So any time, any way, anything is given as an order or wish of Imam, even at the cost of our life. And in olden days it happened during the time of Karbala, during the time of Jang-e-Jamal, battle of the Camel, or Jang-e-Siffin. In Jang-e-Siffin was between Mawla Murtazali and that Muawiyah. People, the murid of Mawla Murtazali, they gave their neck, they gave their lives. Today in this world, Hazrat Imam doesn't want our lives to be spoiled or wasted, but he expects that we are obedient to him. And this is the essence of our Jamaat. In Jamaat Khana, I have no time tonight to give you each and every explanation of Jamaat Khana's rites and rituals. But now about Niyaz. Niyaz is very important ceremony in our Jamaat Khana. Most and highly noble and utmost mercy of God has been given to us through Niyaz. Niyaz is Aab-e-Shafa, the holy water. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, early morning he used to stand outside the mosque. And people, children, even women sometimes, one by one, they follow a queue, bring a pot filled with water, and Rasulullah used to put his 5 fingers into that water and bless with a blow. Shukaro. That was the holy water. They took their homes, women gave to their children, the family members, and also sprinkled in the four corners of their houses. It is in hadith and in the books of Islam, but Muslims have forgotten it. There are so many other things in hadith, Now this thing that I told you, that Rasulullah used to keep his palm on the floor where he prostrated and took the dust and rubbed his face, Muslims do not know. But it is in the hadith. Similarly, Rasulullah used to prepare the niyaz by praying and putting his fingers in the water. Maulana Hazrat Imam, when he prepares the niyaz, he takes the bowl in his hand, gazed in the water, then he prays and just to blow his chukaro. This is the niyaz that Rasulullah used to do that. It's holy water. Drink it with respect. And see, be careful that not a single drop is wasted on the ground. And drink it, say, Ya Mawla, give me haqiqati samaj. Haqiqati samaj means real understanding. Sip it. Farman, that I'm drinking it because Hazrat Imam's farman. And the person who is sitting there distributing niyaz, he also again says, Ya Liya Muhammad or Pirshan, that I'm just drinking this niyaz farman because of Hazrat Imam's farman. So it pures our inside. It purifies our thoughts. It purifies our batuni tariqa's understanding, our amal, our actions. And that's why we are so happy. Then we go next time, just next in the neighbor, to get the sukrit. What is sukrit? Normally, it is zero, prepared from the wheat flour. It's a halwa. In Urdu, we say halwa. But there, because we have poured niyaz inside, it has become sukrit. The five ingredients of sukrit. Pisadardin has made this preparation. And his prescription is kheer, that means milk. Oh ladies, when you prepare sukrit, be careful that you add little milk in it. In sukrit, milk must be added. If not 100%, even few, 10-15% milk should be added. Kheer, milk, khand, sugar, ghrat, ghee or butter, amrat, the niyaz, bhojan is the wheat flour, suji or rava. Let me give you the significance of it. Peer wants to tell us the ingredients in the... Peer wants to tell us the ingredients in sukrit you should follow in your life. Milk, it's pure, white. Your inside should be white, pure like milk. Milk does not tolerate anything. Anything superfluous does not tolerate. So you should be pure, white, clear like milk. You should be sweet like sugar. Sweet in speech, sweet in treatment and behavior. Sweet, everyone likes sweet. So be popular. Behave in a way that people like you. Ghrat is butter. Butter is very soft. Butter is not adamant or stubborn. A little warmth melts it. So you shouldn't be stubborn. You shouldn't be a kind of stone so that nothing affects you. Be kind, humble, soft, and easily acceptable, easily available, easily approachable. Then amrat is niyaz. Niyaz is holy. be holy and pure like Niyas, and then his ato, the wheat flour. You know wheat flour? Wheat flour is burned on the fire and fills our tummy. It's a sacrifice. Wheat flour burns itself and then gives us strength and quenches our hunger, satisfies our taste. So these five ingredients of Sukrit, Kheer, Khan, Garat, Amrat, Bhojan, this is how we get Sukrit. So when we get Sukrit, many times I feel, I have seen also, Sukrit is just thrown on the ground sometime. We are not careful in that. Take a little Sukrit, very little, as big as peanut. I have urged many times in Jamaat Khana that Sukrit must be given as little as possible. And straight away put in your mouth. It must not be wasted. And if this Sukrit is after all, leftover, distribute, but do not make Nandi, because there is Niyas inside, and we do not make Nandi of Niyas. So this is how our rites and rituals go. About Nandi, I have no time tonight. About Dua Karavi, about Mehmani, about Juro, about Sataru. All these things we must know. There are some cassettes I have prepared many years ago in Jamaat Khana about our rites and rituals, the significance of each and every ceremony. It's very important. Now, at the end, I must give the explanation of Chand Raat. You know, we Ismailis are very much particular about our spiritual life, which affects our worldly life, and our worldly life affects our spiritual life. So vice versa. When the day breaks, we pray in the morning. When night comes, we pray in the evening. Week starts at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. Thursday day is over, and at 6 o'clock, it is Juma Raat, Friday night. Although the day was Thursday. From normal, the universal practice is that the date changes at 12 o'clock in the night. But from Islamic point of view, the day changes at 6 o'clock in the evening. 24 hours day and night, the first part, 12 hours is night, then comes the day. And then the date changes again. So, Thursday evening, that the day of Thursday is over, and by 6 o'clock, it is the start of Juma, Friday night, and we perform our ceremony of Niyas. So therefore, the week starts at that time, and we pray specially. Similarly, at the end of a month, when new month starts, we pray again special prayers, that is Chand Raat. Our month is lunar month, not solar month. So our month starts with Chand Raat. The significance of Chand Raat is very great, that Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah had told us in his Farman. So the month starts with Chand Raat. And the year starts on Noroz Day. When we get a new year, it is the Noroz Day New Year. So we Ismailis, every time when a particular period is started, day, night, week, month, year, we pray specially for the blessings of Mawla Bappa and tranquility and happiness and satisfaction and baraka. May Mawlana Hazrat Imam give you strength of iman. May Mawla Bappa help you in every good venture. May Mawla Bappa fulfill all your good wishes. May Mawla Bappa keep you away from calamities and difficulties. May Mala Bapa save you from evil things. May Mala Bapa make you good Ismaili and make you Daswandi and Sukariti, make you strong on Siratul Mustaqim and fulfill all your prayers. Sukhi Abadriyo, Hai Zinda.